I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Chocolate City Radio. Yes, I know I'm 30 minutes late. Well, actually, I'm 9 minutes late because I changed the time on my show because I'm having technical difficulties again with my car. So you guys have to forgive me. Tonight's guest is going to be Iron Sheik, Wu-Tang affiliate. I'm so excited about him coming on, so, you know, you guys, you know, just bear with me, you know, I'm just going through a lot, God must have a lot of blessings in store for me, or I'm being taught a lesson, so either way it goes, it's going down. Tonight's topic is sexual truth, or maybe not, I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I'm just sitting here typing, trying to get all my sites built up, pulled up, or whatever. And, oh, shit, I didn't hit submit. Oh, my goodness. I should be ashamed of my damn self. Oh, my gosh. Like, why isn't my music uploading? No. Oh, my goodness. This is just not good for me at all. What the hell is the damn problem tonight? Oh, God, I think I need to just sit back, relax, relate, release. Let me just cancel that one.
and then see if the other one starts up. I am really, I don't know what the hell is going on. This is like crazy. I guess I'm gonna have to go through another damn what's that shit browser to get what I need done. And my computer is being such a doll. Yes, it's being such a doll. So I don't know why I'm not able to upload, but it's gonna be okay. I mean, you know, if you don't try and try again, at first you don't succeed, try and try again, and that's what I am about to do. So I'm gonna go ahead and get this shit started, get on the road and whatnot. Like I said, we have Iron Sheik as a guest tonight. I'm looking forward to that. This is going to be quite interesting. You'll have to forgive me for being late and everything, but, you know, that's just me. So I'm going to play some music and relax for a hot little second. You know what? Let me see. What do I want to play today? You know what? We're going to play Meal Ticket, Pop That Thing.
Yeah. I see you got Meal.
Yeah.
I link.
Step like that, girl.
Link.
Pop that thing, cash pop. Pop that thing, cash pop. Pop that thing, cash pop.
Pop that thing, cash.
that was Meal Ticket. Pop That Thing Cash Drop. So I'm still sitting up here reloading music because this shit just ain't working. So I'm going to get another song on the air while I'm getting my shit together. So, you know what? Let's see here. What else do I want to hear? I want to hear something damn, what do I want to hear? You know what? Let's do Whoa There, Cloud Nine.
Hold up.
Whoa there.
God's hands, and it is what it is. So, let's go. Tipsy love.
Yeah, that's
you came here for, so don't you hold back. Do it until it's done. I'ma get whatever you drink and tell the bartender, pour you another one. I don't want that tipsy love.
Love.
Yeah, I know you want this. You're looking at me like you found something. Damn them heels, got you looking right. And that booty, make me wanna bite. Girl, don't front, what's it gonna be? One more shot, get you all on me. Two more shots, get you in my jeans. Three more shots, get you in my sheets. I think I like it better when you buzzin'. Get a little loose, and you know the money ain't nothing, no. So what you gonna do? What you came here for, so don't you hold back. Do it until it's done. I'ma get whatever you drink and tell the bartender, pour you another one. I don't want that tipsy love.
Follow at DJ Amp Low on Twitter.
Tell me what you want, little vodka Patron. Sex on the beach, get you all in your zone. Yeah, yeah, girl, I like that when you start flirting.
Talk is cheap, though.
But I'ma make it worth it. I got you pinned up on the wall like a picture. And you rolling that body like a sister. And all you need is one more drink. And you know it's all on me.
I
think I like it better. You get a little loose, and you know the money ain't nothing, no. What you gonna do? What you came here for, so don't you hold back. Do it until it's done. I'ma get whatever you drink and tell the bartender, pour you another one. I want that
I'ma blow some of that stankin'. I'ma set the mood. I'ma set the vibe. I'ma come and scoop you up and thank you for that ride. I know you wanna find somebody you can be comfortable with. I know I wanna find somebody who ain't by glamour and glitz. Ice in cups with girls and drink, drink. Take these shots right to your face. Let's toast up. It's time to celebrate.
What's your name? Elvira what?
Hancock.
What?
Hancock.
Hancock? You sound like a bird. Hancock.
lying around.
Hey, shawty, what your name is? Tell me what you're drinking on. I see you got your little freaky on. What you doing after this? We got plenty of options. Hey. No reason to stop you. Hey. Look just right for Bob.
Like a gorilla, I'm a gorilla in Manila that'll rumble in your jungle. I lead like a foreman and grill him with the 1-2. They'll keep it humble, real with the tongue too. But I ain't licking, I'm sticking it till it turns blue. Whether you black or white, red, yellow, half a dyke, I'ma tap it right, have your kitty on the back of ice. Feed your appetite, wear a little rapid light. Your man's a burger, I'm the burglar with the Mac tonight. I know you want it by the way that you brought it. You 2 seconds in the club and all the thugs already on it. But I don't really wanna own it, I just wanna moan it. Got a job.
Flexer. I downsize it in flexer. I
I go to work with that endo, but I'm whipping back all the extra.
See me, I go to work, hot day, I'm a flipper. I do magic by the zone, got the hay by the zipper. I got whatever you chose, and I go wherever I chose to. See me, I'm going ham, got that trap, but fucking call me shawty already, cause you know I'm holding something. I got whatever you chose.
Fourth quarter, we winning. My niggas all in that kitchen. That money all in my vision. I can't see you niggas, you tripping. Done major league, my block, I'm Nolan Ryan, all of my city. Keep that work, I'm going ham, but keep them pigs out of my business. Shit, I'm plugged in with socials. That A1 is Yola. Promethazine in my soda. Whip that work around and then Yoka. Promethazine in my soda.
Whip that work around and then Yoka.
I wrap it up and I zip it up and it's going across to that boulder.
Dog
days, niggas, sunny nights. So to bring it in, it's coming all white. Your money came ashore, I had to count it twice. Shit, that ratchet roll, it ain't working right.
Don't make me make your shit hot as a soul.
Don't
tie.
Make me do it.
Send them ghosts through like air, yeah, they making dough now. Oh, yeah, you already know I'm trapping me. Don't try your luck, cause I'm packing me.
Don't
make me make your strip hot as a soul.
Don't make me do it.
Send them ghosts through like air, yeah, they making dough now. Oh, yeah, you already know I'm trapping me. Don't try your luck, cause I'm packing
me. See, I do the work, hot day, I'm a flipper. I do magic by the zone, got the hay by the zipper. I got whatever you chose. And I go wherever I chose to. See me, I'm going ham, got that trap. Fucking call me shawty already, cause you know I'm holding something. I got whatever you chose. And I go wherever I chose to.
Oh, I like that song. I like that song. I like that song. So, like I said, we're doing the show differently tonight. It's later than usual, and it's okay, I guess. It's okay. Y'all have to forgive me. I'm trying to do so much shit at one time. I already talked to the special guest and everything, and I was just like, what in the hell? I wasn't going to do the show. My daughter was like, Mommy, you already got it. So what I did was just change it. So I went ahead and pushed it back. My mind is like in such a different place today because of what's going on. Those y'all, last week I was driving to work and my axle broke. Got the car fixed. Today when I was on my way to work, I noticed it's driving funny a little bit. Then next thing you know, it's like I had to take it to the shop because it was acting super duper crazy. So my mind is like, damn, I just dropped $500 on it. So I'm wondering what the hell to do. So it's okay. You know what I'm saying? God is good and everything. So what I'm going to do is play one more song, and then we're going to get whatchamacallit. We're going to get the special guest on the line. Let me see. Diddy's Money, Meal Ticket.
Yo, y'all ready? Ready? Let's get it. Philosophy on the B. Joe Zizzle.
Jay Ames.
Meal.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's Money.
Diddy's Money.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's Money.
Diddy's Money.
Cash, nigga, I'ma keep it coming.
Until
my money looking like Diddy's Money.
Diddy's Money.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's Money.
Diddy's Money.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's Money.
Diddy's Money.
That cash, nigga, I'ma
keep it coming.
Until my money looking like Diddy's Money.
Diddy's Money.
I'ma grind, nigga, I'ma get me something. If you need work, get it from me. I'm from the hood, shit ain't nice, nigga, shit is ugly. So I'ma keep grinding till my money looking like Diddy's money. Call me up, what you need, I'll bag it up. If you talking that cash or what, the kush I got, it'll damage up. And if you fuck with me, you would not be standing up. Can't stop the floor, my money, you motherfuckers better hand it up, cause I need that. I'll be following where the green at, pockets on full, you better believe that. Got my drink in my cup, watch a nigga lean back. You already know where I be at, out west getting that money cause you fiending. I'm a hustler and you see that, so the rest of y'all keep dreaming, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money. Diddy's money.
Cash, nigga, I'ma keep it coming.
I'ma keep it coming.
Until my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money.
That cash, nigga, I'ma keep it coming.
I'ma keep it coming.
Until my money looking like Diddy's money.
I'm a cash cow. Cash cow, all I know is cash out. You ain't talking money, why we talking for? You ain't talking bread, talking for more. Fast money, that fast money. Got a sack of Biggie, get Diddy money. Fly paper, that fly paper. Throw it in the air, that fly paper. Men and days, my paper. Stack 3 years, that's Diddy paper. Now I'm getting money, that Diddy paper. Tell me shit, got Diddy paper. Fast pay, any 500. Incredible hook, I'm leaning, homie. With a bad bitch, with a thick bitch, with a dyke bitch. CC, 6K cash, quick, I get it. Here came money, get it money. See that money, see that money. Here came money, get it money.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money.
Cash, nigga, I'ma keep it coming.
I'ma keep it coming.
Until my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money.
That cash, nigga, I'ma keep it coming.
I'ma keep it coming.
Until my money looking like Diddy's money.
That's Diddy money, Diddy money. Notorious Biggie money. In the streets, we getting money. My heat is the only 50 you getting from me. Spending cashy cash, might be flashy ass. She Gucci and want me to match these bags. Spurgeon fast, we burning gas. If I turn the app, that's a bird to have. Get your meals up. Meal tickets say, Jay, you real nuh. Spending ill as fuck. Do you feel us? If you getting it quicker than you spending it, then nigga throw a bill up. I get that. Hear the money. Deal the money. Kill the money. 100 plus, no 10s and 20s. I'm a bad boy with this Diddy money.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money.
Cash, nigga, I'ma keep it coming.
I'ma keep it coming.
Until my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money.
Wait till my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money.
That cash, nigga, I'ma keep it coming.
I'ma keep it coming.
Until my money looking like Diddy's money.
Diddy's money. Diddy's money.
All right, that was Diddy's money. So let me see where the hell my guest is before I be done hung up and went to sleep and got something to eat. I'm hungry as hell. I should have got some damn cookout, but it's all good. I'll eat tomorrow. Oh, Lord, I'm telling you. Sexual truth. You know what? I might save this one for Friday because what I would do is interview Iron Sheik and then call it a night, because I am tired as hell, like, for real, like, y'all just don't understand, like, y'all just don't understand, what I'm gonna do is, like I said, go ahead and do what I gotta do on my show, and then call it a night, because I've been reviewing this for, like, such a long time. So, we have a, whatchamacallit, shit, I am just, like, stuck. I'm trying to look for some shit dealing with my car.
So what I may do is just reschedule and see if we can do it for another time. And like basically if we could do it tomorrow. So let me see. All right, I'm checking to see if we can do, well, he did take his time off today. So let me just go ahead and call him and get this interview out the way, because I hate 347, ooh, I'm sorry. I hate, like, doing things and then not. So we're going to call him. We ain't even going to wait for him to call in. We're going to call him. Hello.
Yo.
You're late.
What?
You're late.
I'm a late.
9 o'clock your time.
I'm a late. 9 o'clock my time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I was about to call you in a minute.
I swear, men can never be on time.
Yo, sorry about that.
It's okay.
I'm totally too late?
Nah, you're not totally too late. Because I was going to be like, you know what, I'm going to reschedule. And I was like, no, you know what? He took the day off just for me. So I can't do him like that. I was like, the show must go on. It must go on.
But you text me, can we do it tomorrow?
But then I was like, no, that's okay, because I promoted it for today, and you took the day off, so you could kick it with me.
Don't worry about it. What do you want me to do?
I got you now.
Okay. All right, so what are we doing?
We are about to conduct our interview with you. I think I threw everybody off with my 30 minutes and whatnot, but they'll be all right. Now, just go ahead and introduce to my listeners who you are.
Yo, be the most honorable. I ain't chic, you know what I mean? Wu-Tang Family Tree. All day. What's good?
Now, for people that are not familiar, because there might be some people out there that's not familiar with Wu-Tang and may not be familiar with what you do, go ahead and enlighten them.
Well, basically, in a nutshell, I'm the god of beats. You know what I mean? I'm like the illest, one of the illest producers on this rock we call the earth, you know? So that's basically what I do. Hot beats, you know what I mean? That's how it is, man. Real hip-hop type, you know, real hard shit. That's what I do, just beats all day. I'm the king of that.
Interesting. Now, I got a question for you. How did you get into the music industry?
I mean, you know, back in the day, everybody was, you know, wanted to be a rapper. So, and where I'm from in Queens, there's like a studio on every corner. So, I was the type of cat that went to the studio and expected the cats that worked at the studio to make my beats. So, I didn't know it was cool for me to have somebody to make, you know, make my beats for me, have my own producer or whatever. And it would take mad long just to make a beat, but I'm always in the studio. So I started tinkering around with the knobs and buttons and whistles and all that in the studio, and I started learning how to make my own tracks. And I took to that more than I took to actually rapping, because I started out as a rapper. So, people just started feeling my tracks, and then I just made a decision, you know, saying should I be a producer or a rapper? So I tried to be both for a while, thinking I was Dr. Dre, and I just more or less took to making the tracks easier than I actually did rapping itself. So I just stuck with it, and people asked me to make tracks for them, and, you know, I had some artists, and, you know what I'm saying, it was just real simple for me to, you know, made sense for me to do it. So I just stuck with it, kept doing it.
And where are you originally from?
Originally, I'm from Harlem. You know what I mean? From Harlem. St. Nicholas Projects. But, you know what I'm saying? I got my manhood and all of that. You know what I mean? Got my mustache when I was in Queens. You know what I mean? So, you know. Well, you know what I'm saying? I learned how to play the bongo in Queens. You feel me?
So,
word.
Now, it's like the Wu-Tang has like so many different extensions and stuff like that. It's like, how did you become affiliated with them?
I'm glad you asked that. Because, you know what I mean? A lot of cats, especially these new dudes, what's been going on is that, you know, saying somebody say, hey, you know, I want to get a verse from you, God, or I want to get a verse from Ghost or Ray, and they'll do a song with you or do a verse with you. You pay them. They're doing a service, okay? Just because they do a service doesn't mean you are a Wu-Tang affiliate. Doesn't mean you're an affiliate. It means that, you know, it's just like if you went to Burger King, you got yourself, you know what I'm saying, a filet of fish. That doesn't mean you work for Burger King, you know what I'm saying? You just went there and got a service, you know what I mean? So that's what's been going on within the past 5 years or so, you know what I'm saying? You know, somebody will do a song, they'll do a song for somebody, and they're doing it to feed their family, you know what I mean? And then these cats automatically think, like, yo, I'm a Wu-Tang affiliate because I got a verse from Killer Priest, and they'll, put the Wu-Tang logo on their little CD or mixtape and shit, you know what I'm saying, trying to use that to sell more CDs or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's corny, that's whack, that's fugazi, you know what I'm saying? Me, how I got a part of it, you know what I'm saying, how I became a part of it is, actually was doing work with them, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got signed to Protect Your Neck Records, Wu-Tang Management, in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, I got signed to them right after Wu-Tang Forever dropped. I used to be around Wu-Tang all the time because the owner of those two companies would be like, yo, you know what I'm saying, put us with Wu-Tang. If Wu-Tang's doing a show, he'll come out and say, yo, we over here, come through, chill with us. And after a while, people started recognizing us and started acknowledging me, you know what I'm saying, and my artists that I had at the time, you know what I'm saying, and they started, you know, chilling with us. We started chilling with them at the video shoots. Next thing you know, I got signed. We was on a record with them called Protecting the Collection Volume 1, where we're on the actual CD with the Clan, you know what I'm saying? Now, my picture's on the cover, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like, you know what I'm saying, my shit is fugazi or my history is fugazi with them. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I was managing Capadonna for 8 years, 7 years. You know what I'm saying? So I get money with them. So it's like, you know what I'm saying, came full circle. I was an artist, producer, you know what I'm saying, started fucking with them, you know what I mean, then started doing business with them. that started getting business, you know, getting money with them. And still to this day, I'm getting money with them because I book shows for them or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's full circle. You know what I mean? And for example, like Capadonna's last three albums, you know what I'm saying? I mastered the albums and arranged it and got him the deals for those record labels. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people can't really say stuff like that. You know what I mean? So, my shit is real. It's 100% airtight. You know what I'm saying? So, that's how I get down for my crown. You heard?
Oh, damn. Hello, Lady Ashton.
Hey, boo. How are you?
I am horrible, but that's beside the point. We got sexy-ass Iron Sheik on. Yeah, he's a producer. He's a dick slanger. But he's a man, I mean.
That's what's up, that's what's up. I had to call because my phone is, like, ridiculous. I'm actually picking up a Galaxy tomorrow, but I just felt like I haven't been in touch.
Hold on,
Arnie,
for 1 second. You said you're picking up a Galaxy 4.
What?
So you're leaving BlackBerry?
No, I'm getting one of those too, but I'm getting the Galaxy first. Ooh, shade. Huh? She's unhappy.
Well, I guess I can ask. You have some questions for Sheik before I start getting all into his business?
No, I was listening to what he was saying, and pretty much I remember or recall from back in the day some of the things that he was bringing up. So. Yeah, oh yeah, and my man's right here is a Wu-Tang fan, so conversation from Happiness Productions. So you definitely have to, like, call after the show because my cousin is here.
It's all good in the hood, man. Well, I'll build with anybody, man. I got love for the God, you know?
That's what's up. We appreciate that.
Wu-Tang is why I do music.
Me too. You know what I'm saying? But real talk, though, I appreciate that y'all having me on the station, and I appreciate the love. You know, y'all, anybody out there want hot joints from the God, you know what I'm saying, check me out, Reverb Nation, you know what I'm saying, / Iron Sheik Wu, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Fifth Yang, you know what I mean?
That's good.
Yeah.
We need to...
Go ahead, Ashton.
No, I'm ready. I'm, you know, sitting back, relaxing, because I know you're about to delve deep into his business, and I can't wait to hear the questions and answers.
Now.
It's about to get saucy.
Yeah.
It's about to get, I mean, it's not about to get real yet. We're not getting into nasty time yet, but, like, what would you tell an aspiring person that wants to make a track, right, but they don't know how to write a rap, right, but they don't know anything about the industry. So how would you guide that person?
They don't know anything about the industry? I mean,
know,
first, it's like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, first you have to, you know, want to know why they want to do it in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people do things as a hobby, you know what I'm saying, out of curiosity, or it could be therapeutic. You know, we don't really, you know what I'm saying? That's the first thing I would want to know. Like, what is the reason? What is the cause of this? You know? And if it's for those particular reasons that I mentioned, I would definitely try to motivate them to keep on doing it. Not necessarily for a dollar, but something that, you know, you can have fun doing and you get enjoyment or fulfillment out of it. You know what I'm saying? That's the best thing. You know, that's the reason why I've been doing it as long as I've been doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't had a job, like a 9-to-5 since shit, since like 90, what, 6? 97? I've been living off of my career ever since then, you know what I mean? And by the grace and the blessings of the Most High, you know what I'm saying, it's been a fun ride, and I got a lot of things out of it. I met a lot of people. So it depends on what the person's in it for, what they're trying to achieve, you know what I mean?
Well, if they the person is me, right? And I'm not in it for the money. It's more of a branding statement. I want to make a rap song called My Head Game is a Felony.
You want a what?
Jesus be offense.
You what?
You heard.
You said your head game is dirty.
Ah, no. Felony, nigga. Felony.
It doesn't matter what the subject matter is, you know what I mean? Long as it, you know, if you get fulfillment out of what you're doing, that's the best part, you know what I'm saying? The understanding, you know what I'm saying? That's the best part, you know? As long as you're getting something out of it. For example, I'm pretty sure Richard Pryor had fun telling the jokes that he told through his career, the fulfillment that he gave people and laughter and things of that nature. I'm pretty sure he got a lot out of it. You know what I mean? The same with Eddie Murphy, the same with Dave Chappelle, you know what I'm saying? Until it got real crazy and it wasn't fun no more, you know what I'm saying? Then that's when you saw a change in those people. But as long as you're having fun and you love what you do and you bringing something to the game, yo, that's when it's fun. But once you got to deal with contracts and shit like that, then that's when it gets retarded. You know what I mean? You got to watch niggas because you got to make sure you're getting your money. But no matter what the subject matter is, you know what I'm saying, it's cool. But, you know, that's not really all that. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was going to be rougher than this, though, Ma. But that's not all. That's a cool question, though.
Well, I'm dead ass serious. This song is like 2 years overdue. Like, this is the beauty of it. This is how I wanted to do it, right? I wanted to come out with My Head Game is a Felony, right? So I have access to so many different rappers that come across the show and this, that, and the third, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were willing to hop on the track with me, right? Then
okay,
I'm like, okay, cool. Now, not necessarily saying that they're going to be rapping about My Head Game is a Felony, because I don't suck rappers' dicks, first of all, foremost, okay? So they could be talking about they shorty head game is a felony, or maybe they head game is a felony or whatever, right? So I wanted to go ahead and get a couple of different versions, because I have so many different rappers all over the United States and abroad that would be willing to hop on the track, that, you know, I wanted to go ahead, get a couple of high-ass tracks and, you know, go into the studio and learn how to ride a track. You know, ride a track, you know, gotta be rapping on beat and everything. And today I bought me some cute little headphones. They're called Ear Party by Chickbirds or some shit like that. And I'm like, you know, my ultimate goal is to go ahead, do this track, right? Have 3 or 4 different beats, because I'm going to have 3-4 different remixes, and then I'm going to drop all them bitches on the same day.
Okay. Who's doing the track?
I don't know yet, because I haven't thought about it till I started hanging in the studio with my son, and I'm starting to learn about eights and 16s and 12s and 8, 12, 16s. I might be missing some bars, but I'm learning a little bit, you know. So I need to fully understand how to get on the mic and rep what I'm doing. So, you know, I don't know what the hell Ashton going to be doing. She probably going to be in the corner somewhere laughing like, I can't believe this bitch is really doing this, but...
Nah, I was going to get on it with you.
My co-host Egan is a felony too. Oh, we two felony dick sucking. Okay, let me bring it back. But yes, and then it's like, you know, people gonna be in the video that's rapping, and everybody gotta have my Hagen is a felony T-shirt. You know, I already got one, but I'm gonna get a new and improved version of it. But I feel like with me having the connections that I have, that the record would do well. And for those of y'all that missed my announcement on Sunday, I officially became a Fleet DJ. So that's good because they can break my records in the clubs and on the radio stations and all that other shit like that. So there is no reason for me not to win with this track because, believe it or not, ratchet songs are what's in for right now. I mean, it's a lot of songs that's winning, but when you make a ratchet-ass song that everybody can relate to or wish they could have their dick sucked like it was a felony, then, you know, people are going to love you.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, Mom, but, you know what I'm saying, a felony? Everybody I know that got a felony got locked up, so.
And I did 3 years and 8 months, so, you know, trust me, you don't get locked up. You just get fucked up. You just be fucked up in the head because you be like, oh, my God, she did me so dirty, even when I pull out the pop rocks.
Oh, my God.
What?
And you all right, make
so,
sure you put on the net some love. So I'm a professional net sucker too.
Yeah, this is definitely getting saucy.
Everybody is about to go that way, but when Ashton pops up on the scene, it always goes a certain kind of way. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw you a lifeline. You remember Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and it'd be like, you're allowed a lifeline?
Right.
Okay. So I was able to upload 3 of your songs, right? And it was Sitting with My Head Cocked. No, My Heat Cocked. Oh, man. Let me get out of here.
I knew you were going to say something about that, but go ahead.
Uh-huh.
And I Wish a Nigga Would. So I know 3 songs. Which would you like to play first? This is your lifeline. It gives you time to think about what's about to go down in the next 10-15 minutes.
I'm saying though.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
Hold up. This is getting, yo, we all over the road, banging into the guardrail and everything, man. First of all, I Wish a Nigga Would. Can I talk about those songs first before you? You know?
Yes, most definitely.
All right, cool. Let me bring some clarity here. I wish a Nigga Would, Sit With My Heat Cock. I think there's another one too, right? Dropping Bombs or Student Enrollment.
Hold on. Okay, I got Student Enrollment. Let me see if I can try to get, while you still talking, you said Dropping Bombs, right?
Yeah. All right. I Wish a Nigga Would is from one of my artists named Kirk Digger. He's from Southside, Queens. He's 1/3 of the group called Verbal Harassment. They are all 3 of them is from Southside Queens, like from 50 Cent's hood. You know what I'm saying? Like G Unit and Lost Boys. They're all from the same hood.
Mm-hmm.
That song, I Wish a Nigga Would, Tony Yayo was on there with Kurt Digger from the album Murder Swag. Sit With My Heat Cock. is another joint I did with Sheik Louch, again with my artist Kurt Digger. You know what I mean? That's like one of my head swordsmen from the Iron Chamber family. You know what I'm saying? You know, that Murder Swag album, once that drops, that shit's going to be crazy. That shit's going to murder all swag. You know what I mean? Real talk. Because to me, like, we don't fuck with that swag shit. That shit is strictly for fags, yo. You know what I'm saying? That skinny jean rap, purple sneakers with yellow shoelaces and all that shit. We don't fuck with that shit over here, man. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Kurt Digger's murdering all swag niggas. Because, like, a lot of people don't even know where that shit came from. You know what I'm saying? Niggas using the term and don't even know where that shit came from, swag. That shit came from Cali. You know what I'm saying? And Dropping Bombs, that's one of my other swordsmen, Detained. You know what I'm saying? He is from Cali. He is from L.A. You know what I'm saying? And he's killing the game right now. So I just picked him up, too. So, you know what I'm saying? Those are, like, my two head choppers right there. You know what I'm saying? Kurt Digger and Detained. So, you know what I mean? That's where that's from. So it ain't what you thought it was. It ain't about nobody holding their dick in their hand, none of that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Wow.
I mean, I'm just saying, the titles,
crazy.
You know.
You got innuendos like crazy, man.
So, which
one would you like for the public to hear first?
They all heat-seeking missiles, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, the listeners are going to like all three of them. You know what I'm saying? But we could do the Tony Yayo joint right now. You know what I'm saying? They yours. You can flip them how you want. You know what I'm saying? They all heat rock. So, you know what I mean? I guess I'm just doing this. I'm just blessing the public with these joints. And the album is not even out yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm just hitting y'all with these fresh off the press.
Oh, damn.
You know what I mean? The joint sitting with my heat cock. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know what that is. You know what I'm saying? If you ever owned a gun. You know what I mean? So that's the joint I did with Sheik Louch.
Huh? Own one. I was convicted
felon. She's having problems today, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
She's telling you like it is.
I mean, I know everybody want to hear the... You know what I'm saying? The Tony Yayo joint, the Sheik Louch joint. Come on, man. Everybody want to hear those. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do. So, Ashton, what would you like to hear? I wish a nigga would. This is with my heat cock.
You want to hear that one?
Well, I want to hear that one.
Come on, man.
All right, throw on the one with Tony Yayo. See what he's talking about.
I wish a nigga would, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yo, G-Unit. Kurt Digger, Iron Chamber.
G-Unit?
130-134. Yeah, yo, Kurt Digger. Lotto, what's good, nigga? Know what it is, nigga. Southside all day, nigga. Get shot around here.
Broad shit.
Hurricane Sandy done fuck shit up around here. Yeah.
G-Unit. Southside.
Yeah.
Yo, 50 P's, just shipped from Texas. That's where they connected to Lexus.
Okay.
Sit on 22s in the Beamer, pour some drink in the hollow tip. See if that'll lean you. Kurt Digger and Yayo, this gon' taste of the world. To make it serious, but I play with your girl.
Yeah.
The shit hanging from my neck is an iceberg.
Okay.
I'm nice with the words, but better with the Morse word. I can show you better than I can tell you. The chrome pistol grip pump, shoddy crazy like Bellevue. This some real nigga shit. I shouldn't have to tell you this some real nigga shit. Look around. Yo, this some real nigga shit. I can tell you never been around a real nigga shit. Any nigga fuck around could get a clip. When it comes to Southside, you know we on that shit. Southside, we in this bitch. I wish a nigga would like a tree in this bitch. Southside, we in this bitch. I wish a nigga would like a tree in this bitch.
Southside,
yeah. We the best that ever did it. If I ever showed you a gun,
to hit you with. Yeah, we the best that ever did it. If I ever showed you a gun, I'm about to hit you with it.
Queens nigga, baggy jean nigga, Sister D nigga, clean nigga, green supreme nigga, nah me nigga, E-Train, R.I.P. to my nigga D-Train, we slain dicks to them chicks, running this G-Game, from my block to 4i, Thoroughboro and Hard Knock, with bundles and side died, your side to my side, it was hell before Sean Bell, Sandy was the bombshell and came to 4i like the bomb.
Yo, you saw the 7 but you ain't seen a new group, verbal harassment, been here, we ain't a new group, come through in the range with a boat. Tattooing hard with the ice, we came with crack music. So fuck your mic and your rap skills. I'm in the hood showing my ass, my weed and my crack skills. Murder swag nigga, I murder that nigga. Bitch ass nigga, you just a burping bag nigga. Southside, we in his bitch. I wish a nigga would like a tree in his bitch. Southside, we in this bitch. I wish a nigga would like a tree in this bitch.
Yeah,
we the best that ever did it. If I ever showed you a gun, I must have hit you with. Yeah, we the best that ever did it. If I ever showed you a gun, I must have hit you with it.
Series off the strap if these bitch niggas snitch. Got the iPhone 5, hit Siri, hit a bitch. My life is shit. Orange caviar for breakfast. A box drop, 80 P's, get me a Lexus. Christian Dior shades, need a sleeping bag for the mall. Cause I ball out 4 days, 300 deep like Chief the Keep. Roll a sourdough in the Bartho League. Top shot of Mad Max, leave you in the street. Halloween is any day at your door, trick or treat. When my shooter screams.
Southside, we in this bitch. I wish a nigga would like a tree in this bitch. Southside, we in this bitch. I wish a nigga would like a tree in this bitch.
Southside,
yeah, we the best that ever did it. If I ever showed you a gun, I must have hit you with.
Southside,
yeah, we the best that ever did it. If I ever showed you a gun, I must have hit you with it.
That's nice.
Well, that was straight karate right there.
That was nice.
That yeah, man, we're bringing the thing back, man. We're saving hip-hop over here, man. That's what we do, man. We the EMS of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So.
Very interesting. I'm excited.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt, you know what I'm saying? That's my man Kurt Digger, you know what I'm saying? Lotto. He's also in the group of Rasmus along with Kurt Digger, you know what I mean, and Tony Ayo. The video's coming. They already shot the video. That's going to be dropping real soon, too. You know? For Murder what? Swag, man, the building.
I'm sorry, who did you say was on there?
Tony Ayo, Kurt Digger, and my man Lotto.
Oh.
A lot of another member of the group for harassment, that the group that Kurt Digger's a part of.
Oh, he said Kurt Digger. I think he was talking about Burt Digger. Wasn't that that dude in Boogie Nights with the big dick?
Go with Shandy, my nigga. Here we go. Nah, I ain't saying Dirt Digger. I said Kurt Digger. You're
you know,
funny.
Sometimes when you get old, your hearing is the first thing to go.
Okay, because I asked, I thought you were talking about Ruthless Bastards.
Oh. Oh. Nah. Ruthless, they from Staten Island.
Right.
Yeah. Wow, you bought them. You went in the file cabinet.
You know.
Yeah. So you know about, so you're familiar with the song Ruthless, right?
Oh, of course.
On the Swarm, right?
Absolutely.
Who do you think did that beat?
Was it you?
Ah.
Ah.
You're the fucking man. That's great. I love pianos.
Yeah, me too, you know what I'm saying? I mean...
All right, let me introduce Chuck, cheek. This is a conversation from Heaven's Productions. He just interjected on my talking, but go ahead. You.
Yeah, dude, that's why she knows about it, because I stay playing that shit. The Swarm, like, you could just say I got damn near all the, any and everything that's Wu-Tang, from Ruthless Bastards, Black Knights, to North Star. You know, I'm very in-depth.
Yep.
Yeah, Black Knights, those are my brothers. Those are my brothers right there, you know what I'm saying?
Holocaust.
Yeah, Holocaust, Crisis, Monk, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, Holocaust, mm-hmm. That song Holocaust was on RZA's album?
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
See?
No doubt. Doc Doom, R.I.P. Doc Doom, you know what I'm saying? No doubt, man, word, you know, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had a chance to meet Ghost one time in Staten Island at, you know, by the hospital and whatnot. You know, I had to call him Uncle Ghost, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, Wu-Tang is the reason why I do music.
Hey, man, you know, I mean, that's my brother, too. You know what I mean? I love all my Wu-Tang brothers. I love them all. I haven't had the... you know, the time to, you know, work with RZA as much as I wanted to. But everybody else, from Master Killer, U God, you know what I'm saying? Even DJ Law Math, man, like, we all got money together. We all get money together.
I mean, it only has to make money together, especially as big as the family at Wu-Tang was. Because, you know, honestly speaking, when the East and the West was going at it, Wu-Tang is the only thing that saved the East Coast.
I mean,
that's how I see it,
I wouldn't go that far and say they're the only ones that saved the East Coast, because, you know what I'm saying, I would say Mobb Deep and CNN and Tragedy Khadafi is the only one that stepped up.
Yeah, you're right about where that when they made the diss track back at.
Yeah, and that's a whole
foundation, as I'm saying, because, you know, even though everybody stepped up, everybody wasn't together.
Right, but it took, see, this is what I was trying to tell, I was going to tell Chocolate, is that, you know what I'm saying, she made a comment about Cats and Queens, and I'm like, yo, we thorough. We fly, everything we do is fly and thorough, and we got the hottest rappers, you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? No disrespect to cats from Brooklyn like Biggie and you know what I'm saying, Smith and Wesson and all them, you know what I'm saying, Duck Down. Those are my peoples too. But I'm just saying, Queens got the hottest rappers. That's the place where stars are born, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's a whole different a whole different side of Iron Sheik. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even though I'm from Queens, I lived in Staten Island for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the best of both worlds, being up under RZA and all of them, you know what I'm saying, in Quad Studios and shit like that, and 36 Chamber Studios, you know what I'm saying, also fucking around with Dana Rockwilder, you know what I mean, and other producers from Queens, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
Marley Marl. So it's like, when you hear my music, like, people always say I sound like RZA and Havoc put together, and people don't know, like, that's my other family. Like, the Mob is my other family, because I used to manage Infamous Mob. I used to manage Ty Nitty, Twin Gambino, Godfather Part 3, Rapper Noid, Illa G, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Noid has always been the shit to me. I always love
those are my peoples right there. Like, people don't really know. Like, people that know me well, they know that, because if you look, you know what I'm saying? I got the Infamous Dragon tattooed on my hand, in the web of my hand. Like, we all got it. You know what I'm saying? So we all got that. Everybody's official Infamous got that tattoo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a real hip-hop dude. I'm from the real ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tragedy Khadafi, that's my brother. For, like, me and Traj go back, like, 20 years or so.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm a real dude. I'm a real dude. I'm made. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like a lot of these niggas that the Facebook rappers or these Facebook so-called. They're not even producers. Y'all. They're computer programmers. You know what I'm saying? I call them computer programmers because they fuck with Fruity Loops and shit like that. That's not
saying to my girl and everything like that. You know, no one knows the looping hardship from the ASRX, from the MPC. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
12, like, you, in order for you to have that knowledge of, like, certain things to do, where, you know, you have to sit down and struggle with chopping up, like, spinning that damn wheel to get the end of the damn thing, unlike how you could just clip it now in Pro Tools and whatnot. Like, you have to spin that wheel, and sometimes when that wheel don't want to work, you got to really spin it, or slow it down for it to spin fast, or, you know, or you might you miss the loop where you're trying to chop it at. I mean, I know exactly what you're saying, and it's now it is a cheat, but it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. Just like how you say these computer programs, they don't have the knowledge and the know-how of everything, of how we all went through it.
They don't know what it is, man, to, you know what I'm saying, like doing record research, for example. You know what I mean? Like when I be on tour, you know what I'm saying, if I'm with, who, no matter who I'm with, if I'm with Mob or if I'm with anybody from the Klan, or sometimes I'm even on the road with Rakim, you know what I'm saying? No matter what state I'm in, I always check the, you know, the antique store to get some samples.
There's nothing like getting 50 records from towns that don't even have nothing to do with it.
Right, or better yet, you know what I'm saying, we go to Germany or something, you know what I'm saying, they got the illest records out there, son. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we come back home. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, God. Like if you check, if everybody that listens to this station, man, and goes check me out on Reverb Nation, just listen to the samples I use, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't hearing that shit nowhere, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I got people that respect me, man. Like Pete Rock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that's how I know I'm in the right path. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is striving to keep this thing alive, man. You know what I mean? And have something good to leave behind as a legacy. Like my son, is, you know what I'm saying, want to start doing what I do now. You know what I mean? And the God is, you know what I'm saying, he's 21. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's like, yo, you know, he been on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, you know, doing his numbers too. You know what I mean? But it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he
now,
trust and believe. This Wu-Tang was a cult movement, man. It was a cult movement. And everybody that was a part of it, like myself, from way back when 96, when In the Chambers dropped and everything like that, it shifted a lot. So it's still a lot of people out there that's going to always remember everything that has to do with Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying? Any and everything that has to do with Wu-Tang. No one can't quiz me and not, I won't fail that test.
Yo, I'm going to tell you right now, like, you know what I'm saying? To me, there's like a new chamber of Wu-Tang listeners as well as Wu-Tang artists.
Yeah.
The new generation of Wu-Tang artists is a group called Wu-Lords. Yo,
let me ask you this quick question: is Young Dirty Bastard on? Is he under the Wu, or is he doing some solo shit?
Nah, Young Dirty is doing solo joints. You know what I'm saying? He's always been a solo artist, just like his dad. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But Wu Lords is like these young cats, man. They hot, yo. You know what I'm saying? I did like a couple of tracks with them.
I got a joint
I did with them called Praying Mantis, man. Kundalini. That particular song got, last I checked, was like almost 30,000 hits. You know what I'm saying? On YouTube. Check them out. Wu Lords, man. You know, or you go to wulords.com, man.
I definitely do that.
You know what I'm saying? And, yo, they hot. Yo, they hot. They hot. So, and they out of Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? They crazy ill, yo. So, and as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, being that, you know, the Wu-Tang members are older, and you know what I'm saying, you're only going to have a certain amount of youth that's going to listen to that because of what's going on today. That's why we got Wu Lords, man, you know what I'm saying, to smack people in the face with the new shit right now. So,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, no doubt, man. Those are my little nephews right there, too, you know?
No doubt.
So, you Well, I'm saying, where the sisters at, man?
When y'all fought that politics, what we could do is to sit and listen.
Yes, I mean, when I gave you a lifeline by playing your song, I didn't know what was going to come up here and really save your life. You know what I'm saying? Damn, you couldn't into my nasty song.
That was a man's world, man.
Chuck, no, I was sending you a smoke signal trying to tell you to get on Facebook. These niggas is over here talking so much. But it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
A little bit of history out there and, you know, some things to look forward to.
Let me see. I got to refresh because I was able to upload some more songs. Now, we played I Wish a Nigga Would. Now, we got to play Sitting with My Heat. Cop, you know, for everybody that's listening, it's not head cop, it's feet cop. I need to get that clear. Everybody. So,
Yeah. A chic look right there from D Block. You know what I mean?
Ooh, yes, D Block. Here we go. Sitting with My Heat Cop.
Plus he not on. Just throw that Kirk Digger in that D-Block on.
They got me sitting with my heat cock. It's Kurt Digger and Sheik Luke from D-Block. We make it pop like a weed spot or a coke spot, better yet a dope spot. We getting money, fuck you hating niggas. You just mad cause we money get us pop flippers. Only do it for my niggas. The weed got us too high for you to get fired with us.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, it
yeah,
has
no
like doubt. A mellow beat to it.
Mhm.
You know,
yeah, I had to feel some of that. I had to feel some of that A-rap music to it. You know what I mean?
That's what I need. If I was the type of bitch that smoked, I'd be smoking a blunt, laying back, just listening to that music.
I mean, yo, real talk, I never met you before, but it's like I'm bugging, thinking like, yo, you sitting back smoking a blunt, listening to this. It's just crazy, man. But yeah, that's what's up, though.
Yeah, me, you know, I'm going to play student enrollment, and then we're going to get to the topic. The topic is sexual truths. Have you ever told your mate, have you ever told somebody you was fucking that they shit was whack and they didn't really, like, take it to heart, they didn't respect your honesty, and then they tried to diss you? And then, Ashton, when I tell you how this came about, you're going to trip. Matter of fact, before I play the song, we have a phone call with the last number 7470. You're live on the air with Chag Mommy, Ashton, and Iron Sheik. What it do?
What's up? Yo,
what's up?
Okay, that's your shit, my man. That's pretty hot. You know, it's some mad shit. Much love from Scratch Made Records, you know.
All praise due to Allah, God. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the love, dude.
I'm my brother.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got a record label. You need some hot, some solar flares from the God. Holler at the sun, done. For real. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. That's hot, you know?
Thank
where
you,
is that?
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Record Label, you got something else you want to say? Because I'm ready to get the nasty time.
Okay. See, you know, I just wanted to give a shout out, just, you know, give my boy props on this shit. You know, it's cool. It's a lot of haters out there, man. Make your money. Fuck with these motherfuckers. Thing. Excuse my French, but I just keep it real.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh. Haters motivate us into it's like when people hate on you, you're your most successful because it's like every time you think about them, it's just like motivation to keep grinding and keep growing. So, you know, I love my haters because they be like making me exceed shit I never thought I would do, achieve shit. Like, ooh, you hating on me? Ooh, let me go ahead and go another step up, bitch. Thank you. You hating on me again? Let me go two steps up. So haters don't know that they're our greatest motivation, and that's why we're so successful, because they're too busy, like, saying we ain't going to do shit or we ain't going to be shit, and we try not to be everything that we're supposed to be and more.
Yeah, but you know, baby girl, I'm going to tell you something on that note. I don't even comment on that. You know, I just, I'm underground. I'm quiet. You know what I'm saying? I let the music speak for itself. I might say something to you, like if I do a rhyme, I might, you know, direct it towards you there. But if you catch, you know, if you don't catch it, then that's on you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's how I do my shit. I don't even acknowledge them haters. I don't give them the pleasure.
That's right. That's right. Right, you don't give them no energy.
I'm considerate and I'm kind, and I'll be like, thank you.
I don't give them the pleasure. Nah. Let the music speak for itself, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's right.
That's how I do it.
You know what I mean? just holler at me, man, on Twitter, man. Holler at me on Instagram, you know what I mean? Iron Sheik Wu, I before E, man. You know what I'm saying? S-H-I-E-K, man. W-U. You know what I mean? Facebook, Iron Sheik Wu, you know what I'm saying? A.K.A. The Fifth Yang.
Oh, yeah. So I'm on Scratch Made Records. If you look me up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? But I do have a website. I have a magazine site that I'm working on, too. So, are you in New York, bro?
That's what's up, man. You know, I'm here, God. You know what I'm saying? Just reach out to me. Anything you doing, anything, you know, anybody got something going on, man, you know what I mean? Holler at me, man. You know, I'm willing to add on, you know what I'm saying? Build bridges.
I'm trying to collab with everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's an open game. It's up to the person to be adamant to go get it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
Mr. Russell Label, what's your Twitter?
I don't even do Twitter speak. I'm just on Facebook. I got a website, so I don't even really need all that.
Wow. He's bigger than that.
More power to him. That's all I'm going to say.
I use it for social gravitation, you know, like, just to catch the audience. But, you know, I like having my own shit. It's just me, you know.
He's his own conglomerate. You know what I'm saying? He got his own zip code.
Last year my website did 343,000 unique hits. I average about 30,000-40,000 hits a month. You know, I have a digital magazine. I do it all too, but I also know that, you know, all social media is good exposure regardless. You know,
I use it as a tool, but I don't make it my primary, you know, site, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's all well and good. I was just asking,
I use it for a meeting ground. That's my mutual ground right there.
That's it.
Mhm. That's what's up, though. But yeah, God, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the love, man. Word, man. Just get at me, man. I'm willing to build, man.
Yeah, we definitely. I like to work with you. I got some brothers in New York I'm working with. So.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? Just have your checkbook together, man. We could all dance, you know?
Yeah, it's cool.
I dance for dollars.
I work with everybody, anybody. You know, I'm not tripping. I'm very open-minded when it comes to working with people. The problem I have with people when it comes to working with them is that if you're going to be about music, be about music. You know, stick to one thing. You know, some people want to do music, but then they're like, okay, well, I got this studio book. Well, I don't have time. Then you're not serious. Then don't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? And what you were saying earlier about the Fruit Loops and that shit, you're right. It's just digital. I mean, because, like, okay, I also do beats. Now, I got some good beats and bad beats. I mean, we all have our good days, bad days, right? But at the same time, I also like to play live instruments, throw it up in there.
So do I.
And a beat, now, when I do a beat, a lot of people complain because I take my time with my beat. Yeah, it might take me 2 or 3 days. You know what I'm saying? What you were saying about chopping up, I like perfection. That's just me. If it sounds like shit, I'm not releasing it. I'm not releasing no garbage. You know what I'm saying? I like to put my time and effort into what I do. Because this is something it ain't about the money. I have a passion for music. This is something I like. Something I love, you know. Something I grew up on, music.
That's what's up.
Thank you. I got to play my last song from him because we got to get into our topic because we're going into the after show. So, student enrollment. Matter of fact, she go ahead and introduce this damn song. You know it better than me.
Yeah, student enrollment is a joint I did, you know what I'm saying, with Papoose. You know what I'm saying? From anybody familiar with a real New York, Papoose is a real New York MC. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is one of the illest. It's like, yo, this would be bugging me out. I know you want me to introduce this, but I was building with Papoose yesterday. And I'm like, yo, who the fuck? I mean, I'm about to say something crazy, you know what I'm saying? But, like, please excuse my ignorance here. but who the fuck is Kendrick Lamar? Like, I'm saying that to say, not that he's trash, but it's like people get hung up on one artist and think, like, that's the second coming of Jesus or some shit. You know what I'm saying? When back in the days, you had a choice of dope artists, like Big Daddy Kane, Rakim, Kool G Rap. I mean, you had, like, a group, a multitude of artists to choose from. KRS-One, Brand Nubian,
Public Enemy,
Onyx. You know what I'm saying? Now they only got, like, you only got to choose one rapper. You know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne. Okay, Lil Wayne went through his little shit. Now it's Drake. Okay, Drake is over. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody found out he's half white. Now it's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you only get to choose one rapper, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't give, Kendrick Lamar, I'm not saying he's garbage or any of these dudes, but if these dudes would have came out in the golden era, they would have been considered whack. You know what I'm saying? So when you got a cat that's real ill lyrically, like Papoose, he's overlooked because he's not talking that Kool-Aid rap. You know what I'm saying? He's like vodka straight with no chaser. So, you know what I'm saying? I like cats like that. You know, the underdogs or the underrated or slept on type dudes. You know what I'm saying? So this joint right here, Student Enrollment, I did with Papoose. He's featured on there with my group Verbal Harassment. You know what I mean? The song speaks for itself, man. Anybody who can't really understand what's being said, man, yo, they need to go find themselves, man, for real, man. Word.
I mean, that does sound great and everything, but, you know, my take on it, you know, my man Kendrick Lamar woke niggas up. That's all that is. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of lollipop shit going on, but there's a whole lot of good rappers out there, and he just shook the fence a little. And not for nothing, didn't niggas bring Papoose out on at Summer Jam?
Yeah, but see, what you're talking about is one thing, though. But I'm saying, not to say that he's whack. I'm not saying he's whack. I'm saying, who the fuck is he to be the only one to choose from? Like, you know, plenty of great artists that should be heard on, you know what I'm saying? In other words, what I'm saying, sis, it should be a level playing field. Okay? That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? It should be a level playing field for everybody to play ball, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're only giving you one person to listen to. I mean, is Nicki Minaj the only female rapper we got to listen to?
No.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a level playing field. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying Kendrick Lamar is garbage. You know what I mean? I heard his stuff. You know what I mean? He's dope. Jay Electronica, dope. You know what I mean? But it's just that there's more to life than that. You know what I'm saying? I got dope dudes sending me CDs every day.
They lead into the people that's making the most noise. So if you want to be heard, you got to, you know, kick your foot in the door and make some noise. No?
Nah, they're not making the most noise. They're the ones that are viable. They're not going to spend a record label is not going to spend a lot of money signing 15, 20 solo artists or 15, 20 acts. They're going to sign a label and let the label deal with the overhead. You see what I'm saying? And if it's cost effective to put one person out and dump $1 million into their campaign, you know what I mean? If it's cost effective for them to do that, that's what they're going to do. They're not going to spend $250,000 on 5 acts or 10 acts. You know what I'm saying? That's the reality of it. But it's just that we, you know, shit's been dumbed down or watered down, and we're not really seeing the transition that's taking place, and we getting lost, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Like, if, you know, back in the day, there was no open mics. There was no open mics, yo. It was only talent shows or showcases, not open mics. Now it's open mics everywhere because it's a backwash of artists. It's a backwash of artists where artists don't have enough outlets. You know what I mean? So that's why we got the bullshit right now. And you know what I'm saying? And everybody's doing things for themselves. Like this radio station is an independent radio station because commercial radio choose not to play good music. They want to play, you know what I'm saying, something shit that's hot, you know, manufactured, you know what I mean, synthetic, cornball, plastic, you know what I mean? Y'all playing the real.
Can y'all still hear me?
Even though y'all a little nasty, but, you know what I'm saying? But y'all play the real music, though, and y'all let the artists speak for themselves. There's no more Mr. Magics and Chuck Chillouts and all that. That's gone. That's why we have y'all here today. And I'm thankful for that. You know what I mean?
Aww. And we're thankful that you're on. So now we're going to go ahead and play the song because I'm ready to get into this topic. So,
yes.
Student enrollment. Here we go. What a song. Want to hear it? Here it goes.
Brother, you're going to have to come back to your student enrollment again because you didn't learn your lesson. We didn't learn our lesson, so we got to go over it one more time. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teach you a profound lesson. Who is the original man? The original man is the Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, cream of the planet Earth, the father of civilization, the god of the universe.
Check it out. Yo, we got a target on our back because we cornered the market. Started in New York, now we on the red carpet. Original mahogany polish, we paid homage. Stand on solid ground, the black street scholars. We looking good now, when the hoes wanna holler. Those that chose to make bread and get dollars. 4 scores and 7 years, due to knowledge. It's ironic how we became iconic. Who was the original man? It's all valid. Went to the best schools, majored in economics. We spoke chronic, listen to Bob, our thoughts pounded. Shorty's wildin' out in the streets, it's so violent. Only way out of the hood is your talent. Tough enough to break New York to Long Island. Visa ain't chic and the guards from Shaolin. MCO verbal harassment, you dialed in.
I'm wrestling and rolling the ground when I could just gun you down. Spin your ass around with pounds from the pound. Quiet ass queen, but my weed is loud. Balancer on the gun when I steam them down. So whether you piss the pop or pop off, put pressure on them. Pump pussy ass nigga, hit him with the pump. Boom. My watch dick, I should have flooded it with cork drops. Looking from the crib, ace and ends and four drops. The S500, damn. Silver with the black 20. Damn. Turf digger, get money, you fucking dummy. Sort of like a crack dick. No, I can't stop getting money, I love to hit a rubber band spot. I'm a soldier like both of my grandpas. Y'all niggas ain't beef, y'all niggas is lamb chop. Creation, taboo, burn your thugification. QU, BDK is real, who playing?
Don't attempt to adjust your radio station. We need more
verbal rap. Matured a bit, wear with my signature style while you forging it. Champing the tournament, yapping all of your ornaments. Clap like Optimus Prime, I'm transforming it. Lyrically, I raise these dudes. You a foster kid, you was fortunate. I took you out of the orphanage, grew from a boy to a man. Instead of mortgages, invest in better offices. This is the metamorphosis. Never get extorted, was tortured, just dead extortionist. If you wasn't raised in Medina, don't ever cross the bridge. The loss in it's awfully big. I'm tossing your coffin, kid. Let off and you lost your wig. You boring and talkative. Woman, the most precious jewel ever crossed the wind. You gon' pay the price with your life because it cost a
lot. I get it, I live it. My clients are giants. You're a midget. My alliance only deal with science. Knock you off your pivot. Shit, you scribble. Make niggas giggle. You riddle. Hating, awaiting Satan for penetration. Rebels get killed by devils. Anyway, I'd rather dress with guns and vests than dresses any day. Come with heat or get blam. Run with me or get canned. You wanna be jeans, but not gonna be. Thuggin', slugging, muggin', you buggin', nigga, I'm all G. Can't wait, stop, find a nigga that platform me. All of the dead, if I get the word, I leave bosses dead. Cause I'm red or green, my team ain't cautious, kid. Throw them V's up, smoke them trees up, nigga. Spit hard, they think I'm God. Lot of G's up. Niggas got problems this year. I ain't in the nation's sanitation. I get the garbage out of here.
Don't attempt to adjust your radio station. We need more verbal harassment, more authentication.
Less of that
bullcrap,
more of that
real rap.
Back to the boom back. Radio station, we need more
verbal harassment,
more
authentication,
less of that
bullcrap,
more of that
real rap.
Back to the boom back.
original man is the Asiatic black man. We never heard nothing like that before. All of you students, you never heard no such use of the language Asiatic black man. For you thought that Asia was that part of the earth where yellow and brown people live. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
Song. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole different chamber too, like conscious rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't hear that no more, you know what I mean? It's like a ghost town with that shit, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know? So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I bring it all, baby, I bring it all, man. I got all that shit, man. Everything you need, man. I even got Air Force Ones for sale, you know?
Oh, boy. Oh, man. I be wanting to buy some Air Force Ones from people, but I didn't know them. I'll be kind of leery. Okay, now. See, we kind of started this conversation earlier today, or tonight. The topic is sexual truth. And it's like, have you ever been in the bed with somebody and you kept it hot? You know what I'm saying? You told them that their skills weren't up to par, or they may have needed to work on some things, or you just wasn't satisfied. Did you take that as honest criticism, or was you just like fuck them and then you felt like you needed to diss them? The reason why I came up with this topic is because I went to visit an old friend, Ashton, Mr. Essie.
Wow.
And you already know how that weekend went down the first time. I think the whole world knows how that weekend went down. They read my blog.
Right.
So,
somebody got
there.
Their cookies cooked.
Huh?
Somebody got their cookies tossed.
Yeah, it's like, that weekend was awesome. You know what I'm saying? I normally don't go back and smash a homie twice, but I was like, okay, I needed some relaxation. I need to get away from Greensboro because I had a stressful 24 hours during that period. So, I get there. And of course, I'm on my phone. I'm talking to my artist and my business partner, and we're talking about the mixtape, you know, Pavement Stories and Pushing It Back or whatever. And so when I get off the call, he grabs my bag, and he's like a real octopus, arms and hands and shit, like, ugh. So we go in the crib, we're sitting down on the couch, and, you know, I'm using the phone, trying to talk, and I had to use his phone because I have no signal in his ratchet ass house. Like, you know, the signal is just ratchet, you know what I mean? So then, I'm sitting on the couch, he's just like, oh my gosh, I really like that haircut on you. Oh, your legs are getting thicker. Like, yeah, I might be gaining some weight. You know, I sit down at work all day, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, motherfucker want to kiss. I ain't really in no kissing mood, like, ooh. But, you know, I kissed the nigga anyway. Then he hits the little African nipples, and I'm like, he's like, come here, take me to the bedroom, and, you know, get undressed, and it goes down. Girl, when I tell you that shit was not up to par, it was whack, I'm like, okay, maybe it's because you ain't seen me in 3 months, you feel me? So we go out to eat, and while we're eating, Jay called and was like, where are you? I'm on my way to Atlanta, I'm coming through North Carolina, I'm going to pick you up. And I'm like, fuck, I'm in South Carolina. And he was like, don't worry about it. You know, it's not important. And he was just going into the studio to do some stuff with Drama, Mill Ticketing them, and go to Drama Boy's party. So I didn't get to make it. So then we get back to the crib. I'm already feeling some type of way, like, damn, had I just kept my ass at home, I could have made it to Atlanta, and I would have been able to network at the Mix Show Live. And then I want to go to sleep. Because I was tired. I woke up like at 8 o'clock that morning. I had to take my medicine.
And I was still a little groggy or whatever, laying in the bed. And he was like, you know, I can't just let you lay here without messing with you. So he takes my panties off. Then my little dress comes off. And then he's doing it again. And then this nigga come quick again. I'm like, yo, like, what the fuck is, what happened to you? Like, you was way off from the first time. This shit is not good. This is not a good look. You know what I mean? So I'm like, he goes and he cleans everything up, and I take a nap. Girl, when I wake up, I'm like, oh, I hope it ain't like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning because I'm taking my ass home. You know what I'm saying? I went to sleep around 6-something. It was like 9:30 when I woke up, and I was like, oh, I'm going home. I said, I don't got no signal. I'm missing business. I just can't be here, and I'm just disgusted because I needed to bust one, and out of them 2 shots, I couldn't bust shit. Couldn't even get close to it. You feel me?
Wow.
So then, as I'm driving home, I'm like, yo, you know me. I'm going to keep it hot. I don't know how to do nothing else to keep it hot. Like, this weekend was a waste of my time. You are a good person. I was like, but sexually, I don't know what happened to you. It was whack. It would never happen again. We'll still be good friends. You know what I'm saying? Because I told him, like, in the back, like, what the fuck? What happened to you or whatever, right? So, you know, I wasn't trying to be like, I didn't go the way that I could have. So he texts me, like, call me when you get home. I don't call him. He texts me yesterday morning. And now, mind you, Saturday, he was like, when we first started getting it in, he was just like, oh, you're going to be my woman. You like to make love. You're not like these little young bitches that just want to fuck. I'm like, how you think I'm going to be your woman? He said, because I just know you are. I like your confidence. But for everybody that's listening, if you think that I'm going to be your woman and you can't hold your shit for 5 minutes, you got another thing coming, that shit ain't going to happen. It is not going to happen. So basically, that's what happened, and her damn phone died. So, you know, he came back and he said some things in a text message like a day and a half later, which to me was contradicting himself. It said, Saturday wasn't good for neither of us. I was completely turned off from the beginning. Guess that's why I wasn't feeling you. You stayed on the phone the whole time like I wasn't even around. Then it's like you don't come with your sexy on at all. I wasn't feeling it. It's like you wasn't even trying to turn me on at all. You didn't look or act like the same as last time. Sexually, I wasn't feeling you because you wasn't sexy this time. I didn't see no part of Chalk Mommy, and trust me, when I'm not turned on, my vibe dies. Just wanted to say it wasn't that my sex stamina was gone, just that I wasn't turned on. Because after you left, I fucked the hell out of this little sexy fine chick all night long without any problems. Now, feel free to comment on that.
I, guys, all the brothers that's listening, you hear this, what she's saying? Don't forget what she's saying, man. You get up with her, man, just make sure your karate is black belt status, yo. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't reached black belt status yet, dude, don't even pull your pants down around your ankles, my nigga, because she's going to air you out on the station. Straight up.
I mean, I'm like this. I just think it's the best policy. And me personally, if I'm smashing you and it's something that I'm not doing, tell me so I can make it better the next time. Or if I go to the next dude, I'm not going to make the same lacking sexual mistakes that I made with you. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like if a person is telling you honestly, you know, and not being facetious or malicious or anything like that, then, you know, take the constructive criticism. Step back and be like, you know what, damn, I did, like, you know, the first 2 days I was going strong about hour and a half each time. Like, shit, you know, if you've been fucking another bitch before I come along, then you don't need to fuck with me if you all fucked out. Or you might need to go ahead and just jack your shit for, like, an hour while I'm driving there to get ready. But don't sit there and send me some old fucked up text message trying to be like, I wasn't this and I wasn't that, when you're contradicting yourself. Because at the end of the day, I don't sweat any person. I look at it like this. If I'm meant to be with you, it will happen. If it ain't broke, I ain't going to fix it. You know what I mean? So, Corey's is like, did I feel a certain type of way? When I read it, I laughed because this shit was funny. Because I'm like, yo, how you go from being like, oh, you going to be my woman, and oh, you looking good, to this bullshit? And I'm like, oh, I hurt his ego. Quick, he got mad. And I'm like, you know what?
Nope,
it's all good.
He did it to himself.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Because my thing is, the whole time we in the restaurant, you like holding my hand, rubbing on me, sitting all close together. When we in the grocery store, you all up on me. If a bitch ain't sexy, you ain't going to be up on her. I'm just like, you ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie. So the moral of the story is, if you're not doing your job, bed, huh?
Tell me, ain't got a lot to kick it.
Yeah. If you're not doing your job in bed and someone is honest enough to tell you that you're not, don't get mad at them. Respect
that. Take constructive criticism. That means you got some things you need to work on.
Yes. And if you fucked a bitch all night, you fucked her thinking about what you didn't do to me. So I'm not even mad. I'm not even mad.
I'm trying not to be graphic, but shit, I mean, you better get down there and lick something, boy. That's all I can say.
I mean,
my thing is, like, if I step to a woman, my thing is, before I even get off, I at least got to make sure she get off at least about 5, 6, 7 times before I even get my first. I mean, that's just my theory.
Maybe I need to give you his number so you can re-educate him. You know what? He needs student enrollment. That's what he needs.
He's a young cat. He's a young cat, ain't he? In his 20s or 30s, ain't he?
Nah. He's old.
That's
cat.
That's probably a young cat. He don't know nothing about that. See,
nah, he's
old.
Like 44.
What? Woo! What? That nigga should be educated and re-educated. What the fuck? Did he fuck out of sex class?
I don't know, but that first time was on point. Like, if on my website, I wrote a blog about it. It was like my weekend getaway. Bitches was just like, y'all need to come to Atlanta. I'm a porn star. We can make a movie. Oh, I need to fuck him, blah, blah, blah. Y'all want that shit now? And May, that shit was good. And August, that shit is like, oh my goodness. Like, no. No. Mm-mm.
Tell you, man, you gotta wear your cup, man. You dealing with her, man. Cause she going right at your nuts.
Hey, I ain't mad at her. Cause you know what? I'll tell a chick in a minute. If you ain't up to par, clean out your locker.
Yo, check this out. Most men is going to definitely speak highly of themselves because, you know what I'm saying, of the macho, you know what I'm saying, machismo thing, you know what I mean? But I'm going to keep it real. You know, I remember, you know what I'm saying, I didn't know my way around, you know what I'm saying, the block, you know what I mean? Like, I needed a GPS, you know? So I remember I was dealing with this chick in Atlanta. You know what I mean? It's funny because you keep mentioning Atlanta. I was in Atlanta for a minute, and I was dealing with this chick. And You know what I'm saying? She always complain like, yo, you know, you need to, you know what I'm saying, you need to take, you know, step your game up or something. You need to learn how to do this, learn how to do that. Right? She was saying that my, like, you know what I'm saying, my oral skills was like kindergarten level, you know what I mean? So I was like, all right, you know what I'm saying, I respect that, you know what I mean, I respect that, you know what I'm saying, because I had nothing to back up, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm always coming with the grand finish, but I had nothing to, you know, to lead off with. You know what I mean? I would kick the door down, but you know what I'm saying? Parade was over. So I had this girlfriend. She's a lesbian and shit, right? So I told her what happened. So I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, my shorty is beefing with me because she's saying, like, yo, she don't want to do nothing because, you know what I'm saying, I'm lacking in my macking, you know what I'm saying? So she was like, yo, I can help you, you know what I mean? I was like, what? She was like, yo, I'm going to teach you how to eat pussy. I'm like, for real? I'm like, how? Is there like a video you going to make me watch? Or? She was like, nah, I'm going to teach you hands on. So I stayed at her house for a whole week and eating pussy, yo.
Whoa.
Damn.
Word. My tongue, yo, my tongue had crazy veins on it. It was cock diesel.
Talk about breakfast in bed.
Yo. Nah, for real. For real. Real talk. I know it's funny, but this is real. She showed me how to eat pussy. I didn't know how. So, I got back with Shorty, you know what I mean? Because she was like, because when she was showing me what to do, you know what I'm saying, she always pat me on the head, poop, poop, poop. Nah, don't go right there, go over here. Poop, poop, poop. Nah, all right, so bring your tongue over this around here. Poop, poop, poop. Now lick it, wham, wham. So I'm like, all right, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm a double experience. I mean, I mean to cut you off, but actually, you know, at the same time when you're doing that, you ain't really got to say too much. I mean, a woman's body language will tell you a whole lot if you pay attention.
Yeah, but my G, if you blind, you blind. I was blind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I ain't know about the man in the boat, the man in the mirror, the eye, none of that shit, God. I just was just, you know what I mean, chuck wagon shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
I mean, a woman to tell you, if you listen and watch her body language, she'll tell you what she wants without even speaking. She'll show you what she wants.
I knew I was fucking up. I just didn't know how to fix it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I was blind, son. Like, totally.
It's all
so,
but
so,
boy, I'm sorry. I'm going to say this real quick. As far as old boy, if he couldn't perform, usually from experience of being an older person, either he was with somebody, he's been fucking all week. That's what that says. That's a telltale sign. But go ahead. I just want to throw that in.
So, like, she was telling me, like, what to do, how to, you know what I'm saying, what to, you know, how to hit certain things and shit. So, I was like, yo, what do you call this? You know what I'm saying? And she was like, yo, I call this a soul kiss. I was like, I was like, all right. So when I got it with Shorty, you know what I'm saying? So I changed it to sun kiss. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get kissed by the sun right now. So when I got down to get down to the get down, yo, man, it was mad skid marks all over the bed, yo. You know what I'm saying? It was oil slicks everywhere, you heard?
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, because my experience, I learned from older women. So when I got with the young chicks around my age, fuck their head up. Just fuck their whole mind up.
Mm-hmm. So that taught me a lesson, though, that, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean? It got to the point where I got a pleasure out of pleasing my woman. It's not like I did it so that I can get mine. It got to a point where I developed a palate for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but see, my thing is always please the woman first.
Yup.
Always please her. She always come first in my world.
You know what I mean? So, you know, right now I just make sure I make it my business to give her the business. You heard me?
I feel you.
Yeah, man. I thank my people all the time for teaching me how to dance like that. You know what I mean? Word. So now when I bang on the bongo, it's definitely a go in the bungalow.
Y'all
were fun.
We're just keeping it real, sweetie.
I like that. That's a good thing. That's a very good thing because a lot of men don't know how to do that.
I mean, I learned. I mean, you know, when I first started, yeah, I was like virgin material, but you know, I learned real motherfucking quick. I can tell y'all some shit that's funny as hell, but I ain't going to air it out like that because this shit funny.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I like that fucked up experience coming up, learning. My learning experience wasn't always perfect, but yeah, you know, I started that way too. Everybody started that way. You don't know shit.
No, you don't.
I learned real fast. Let's just say when these older women got a hold of me, because when I was about 23, you know, chicks was like maybe 30-something, 40-something. Yeah, they taught me real motherfucking fast. I learned real quick.
In the jungle, my nigga. You in the jungle with the cougars.
Yeah. I learned that shit real.
Ain't no rules in the jungle, man. It's a wild habitat, you know.
Yeah. I learned that shit. That shit came quick.
You know, you had to learn, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit. But, you know, but I see, I'm the type of cat where I'm going to definitely keep it 100 with everything. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm not the type of brag on myself, but, you know what I mean? Ever since then, see, that wasn't the end of it. Ever since then, you know, every girl I got, not every girl, but ever since then, it's always been a problem with my mate. Like, you know what I'm saying, it's always been a problem. Like, when I get with a sister or whatever and I build with her, you know what I mean, it's always like, I got to show her what, you know what I'm saying, what's really good. You know what I mean? I don't have a problem with that, but they always feel a certain type of way when I got to show them, you know what I mean, how to two-step, you know what I mean?
Yeah, not trying to get into the subject, but, you know, at the same time, too, what I learned is that you can't turn everybody out because some of the motherfuckers get psycho. But that's not...
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole other topic.
That goes to what me and Chocolate was talking about earlier, you know what I'm saying? Like, my last chick, you know what I'm saying? She fucking bumped her head, man, fell and bumped her head, man, started losing her mind, you know what I mean? Losing her marbles all over the spot, you know what I'm saying? Chick stole my fucking truck, God, you know what I mean? Had a fucking black-ass Escalade, God, you know what I'm saying? That bitch stole my truck, my nigga. Word is bar. I drove that shit from Cali back to the East Coast, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. She's psycho. Yo, son, I had to call her.
Go ahead.
Yo, son, I had to have her arrested, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Word. You know what I mean? Police had to come get her, man. It was crazy, God. It was like the most craziest fucking movie you ever want to be in, my nigga. Word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she like one of them chicks you wake up, open your blind, bitch talking about good morning, saying right there, hand you breakfast through the window, talking about good morning. You know?
Nah, God. That's a funny psycho. Talk a scary psycho.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you look at her, like, every time I look at her, I'd be like, yo, you look like, I be catching her rolling her eyes at me, man. You know what I'm saying?
In line 211 hate type shit. I'm cool.
Yo, I be like, yo, what's wrong with you? You seem like you real evil. No, I was just thinking about something. So I be like, yo, don't cook me